reunions and those type of things. But then the main thing is to having a pool, indoor and outdoor. Clubhouse, probably not near like Riverbend was, okay? Much smaller because you have a house. That's the difference. The main thing is the pool deck and the indoor pool.
What's the thoughts on security?
David, our plan is to gate it, okay? But a pretty liberal gate. Nobody's listening, right? You know, when you go to the landing and you pull up the thing, it automatically, you know, something that appears to be secure, but yet you don't have to pass out 63 cards to 63 different families, but yet to appear that it's to be secure. Only because when you've got X units at Bee Creek and other people to see that it is a private community is the plan that we've got.
Just occurred to me. I just wondered what if I know you've discussed it without a doubt in my mind.
Yeah. Will there be maintenance people on hand to take care of problems and calls? And
yes, sir.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yet you're not going to maintain that. I mean, each individual homeowner is going to take care of their own nightly rent.
No.
Only the home.
Only the home.
I understand they're maintaining.
Right. You're
property.
Going to cover the ground.
Correct.
But that individual house.
Sure.
Is owned by that individual family or whatever.
Correct.
They're going to take care of their nightly rental.
That is correct. But at the same time, there's rules and restrictions that are applied that they have to,
right.
You know, no different than building a new home. And here's your rules and restrictions. If so much brick, so much siding, and you can't have, you know, all the things you would read in those. You can't let your house be in disrepair. You can't, all of those type of things to assure that that happens properly.
You're basically selling nightly rentals, the nightly rentals.
In a community that's only nightly rentals, so that Joe Blow doesn't have house number 4 and he's complaining about house number 2. Yes, I mean, we thought, Brad came up with the concept. I went to city first when we thought, as you know, that if the city was going to make us, when we hooked to the sewer, build into their plans. Joel and I discussed this in detail. And even though we want to build to those things, I've talked to, of course, Chris Barrett at Western Taney,
right.
Their requirements for the sprinkler systems, etc., those type of things that we need, okay, to do it. And I don't want to say the right way. Many people do it the right way. But we want to do it the right way where it's a community that is rental. That's it. You can't live there. You can't be a full-time resident. It is for this community of visitors that want to come and enjoy that.
Well, I think the Bee Creek thing was resolved in favor of the homeowners.
The final
word on that thing.
That's the way I read it.
Yeah, because I was sitting on the deal when it was all put in and how they agreed. Well, that's another place.
It is, but it was important when you went to do a new development.
Yeah,
we understood that.
Yeah,
but if Joe Blow lives up there off Chalmers or whatever, and the guy says, I'm building a room addition just because I got your sewer, I'm not going to build my place according to the city of Branson. But we did both with Scott and with Joel to make sure that we could have a development that everybody would be proud of. So.
Branson Canyons is similar. I mean,
I think they can live there. I think they can be.
You can at Branson Canyon. You can't in ours.
That's going to be the only difference.
Branson Canyons would be the only difference.
Yeah.
Well, now, you've talked about that you're going to take care of the maintenance outside the home.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to refer somebody, one outfit, to do all the inside for people?
No, that's the individual.
Individual. Our plan, the way we can control this is to build the homes, which I've done since 91, and to control the building so it gets built to the standards we want to build to. The people that we're looking at buying these are not people that are coming in and say, I'm going to build one myself on your lot. That's not the plan. The plan is, here's our restrictions.
Yeah.
Here's the cost of the home. Here's the plan. Here's the rental way to do it. And by the way, if you buy this home, you're responsible to make it look like this. Now, we're going to keep the yard maintained. We're going to keep the snow removed, if any. We're going to take care of all of those type of things. So we keep that. But you're responsible for keeping your house in the order that the restrictions say.
Okay. Little different approach.
A little bit. And I tell you what, David, it's because Joel's family lives in Wisconsin. I had not seen that before where you take the foot outside. Because when you take a condominium like we did at Cozy Cove and you say you own from the paint in, Ed Akers says if you take the house and turn it upside down, whatever falls out's yours.
Yeah.
Everything else belongs to the condos. We don't want that. You build a house, we want you to take care of the oven, the refrigerator, and all that type of thing. And that's where that foot around the outside takes care of that.
And then set the proper covenants in place, I suppose, to make sure that they do maintain and keep them up.
Because if you're...
Which would be the jurisprudence of the homeowners association.
That is correct.
Yeah.
With teeth. With teeth, so that you can't bring some old junk car, and you, because we want this to be a nice place.
I couldn't come in there then.
Well, you have for years, David.
With my little S10, I'm not allowed Branson Creek.
Just found that out.
And I think it's important to know that Brad's working with Scott. We wanted to do a development that nobody could throw stones at when it came to a nightly rental community. And that's why we work so close with Scott to do one that says, here's a model of how it can look. So.
Yeah, I think you're on the right track, too.
We'll see.
We'll see you August. See you.
We'll be here. If anybody's interested, you didn't think I was going to say it. If anybody's interested in one of these rentals, you can call Brad. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay, we got any old or new business? Anybody want to talk about anything?
Sure been hot, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Did it rain while we was inside?
I don't know.
It looks like one was headed this way. I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
Sounds like a plan.
Favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?